CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal. On ne parle jamais trop de la
température. For CJLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Camping season is well underway. However, campfires are banned in some areas of Quebec to prevent forest fires. Quebec's forestry ministry says the ban is needed due to current weather conditions. The regions affected include some sectors of northern Quebec, the North Shore, the Saguenay region, and the Laurentians. The risk of forest fire in the Montreal region is moderate to high. Currently, there are 5 active forest fires in the province, but the number so far this season is lower than average. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service, otherwise known as CSIS, welcomed reports from the energy industry about perceived threats and kept this information in its files, newly discovered documents reveal. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service is supposed to retain only information that is strictly necessary to do its job, and the spy agency is now facing questions about whether it collected and hung on to material about groups or people who pose no real threat. According to CBC News, the Security Intelligence Review Committee alleged the spy service overstepped its legal authority by monitoring environmentalists opposed to Enbridge's now-defunct Northern Gateway pipeline proposal. CSIS is also accused of sharing information about the opponents with the National Energy Board and petroleum industry companies. And in international news, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said she is appalled at the conditions in which the United States is keeping detained migrants and refugees, including children, her office said in a statement on Monday. According to CBC News, Democratic lawmakers and civil rights activists who have visited migrant detention centers along the U.S.-Mexican border have described nightmarish conditions marked by overcrowding and inadequate access to food, water, and other basic needs. U.S. President Donald Trump has made a hardline immigration stance a key issue of his presidency and 2020 re-election bid. Last year, after it was clear the administration was separating children from adults who cross into the U.S. between ports of entry, the UN Human Rights Office criticized the policy, stating children should never be detained for reasons related to their or their parents' migration status. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello and welcome back to Here For It. You're here with Cammy and Amanda, and we are completely off the... What's wrong? All right, guys. It's summer, and we clearly don't remember how to do anything. So tonight, we are going to talk about a variety of topics because we couldn't come to a conclusion of choosing one. So let's start off with talking about Amanda's birthday surprise. So I don't know if you guys remember last week, Amanda was telling us that her best friend and her decided that this year they would surprise each other with a whole schedule for their birthdays. Is that how
it
goes?
Yeah, like she was in charge of my birthday. I'm in charge of her birthday.
That's so cool.
And I really have to up my game.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So she planned 2 days for me. I have the day, like, on the day of my birthday, on the 27th of June. She planned this whole itinerary, and there was a theme to it. And
it's
it
exciting.
Was Montreal bucket list for, like, my last summer in Montreal type of thing.
And yeah. What does that mean, Amanda? Why is it your last summer in Montreal?
Because I'm planning on teaching abroad this year.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I mean, you could.
I mean, I know, but, you know.
It's it's in the works. But, so she planned this whole itinerary. I was woken up at 4 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of surprise?
It was.
I'm kidding.
I never climbed the Mount Royal for the sunrise, and literally every year.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm always like, okay, I'm going to do it this year. We have to do it, and this
year. Wait, you guys climbed up Mount Royal at 4 in the morning?
4 in the morning for the sunrise, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what time does the sunrise?
About 5:30-ish.
So you climbed Mount Royal in the dark? Kind of.
Like, I woke up at 4, so by the time we climbed, we were staying at my grandparents on the plateau because it's much closer.
Okay.
Yeah, by the time we climbed, it was around 4:30, and I'm not going to lie, it was really eerie, but it was very serene, so there's, like, it was both.
It was bittersweet.
It was bittersweet. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, look at the sky. It's so beautiful, but a killer could be in the shadows.
Okay, that's not cool. I'd be so scared. Anything? Okay, can I just, like, derail just a second? If you guys have been watching Stranger Things, have you started
the third season? Okay. I'm waiting for my sister.
Like, and like for me, anything even remotely thrilling or, you know, just the music in the background, you know, you guys can hear the Stranger Things theme music playing. Like, if I had to hike in the dark, I would have probably just freaked out because I'm like the biggest scaredy cat in the world. So.
Well, it didn't help that we picked, like, the path that was closest to ours was a path that we had taken when we did the Haunted Montreal tour for the Mount Royal. Because Mount Royal is really haunted. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's this path with, like, this ghost of a man or something. Okay. That, like, chased, there's, like, a story or a legend of, like, that he chased a McGill student because it's near the McGill area. Oh, my gosh. Area. Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Okay with being there in the kind of darkness.
Well, I mean, I was pretty on edge. I was just like...
Looking in every direction.
Shadows and everything. And apparently there was a tram that used to go from the bottom of Mount Royal to the top. And he would take it every day and he died.
That's really creepy.
Because of the tram.
All right, let's get back to your birthday. Yes. So positive vibes, everybody.
Positive. I completely like derailed. I was like, what are we talking about?
It's okay.
Now?
It was my fault. I'm sorry.
After that, went back. We went to the Mile End and Outremont. We went to this cafe, very Parisian. It was more Parisian than Paris, I find. It was really pretty.
Really? Where is it in the Mile End?
On Fairmount and Hutchinson. Okay. Yeah. It was really nice. We went for gnocchi, $5 gnocchi in Mailand.
And is it good?
So good.
$5 worth it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just so
good. I need
to
try that place. I've heard it's really good, too.
Yeah. You guys have to. What else did I do? Just so much. We went to Bagel Saint Viateur because I never went.
Really?
Aww. Like, I had them, but I never went to the place.
Okay.
And I liked looking at all the newspaper clippings.
Sorry.
No, the newspaper clippings, because they're like, a lot of them were just bashing New York bagels, and it was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, they're twice our size, but are they half as good? And then there's like an investigative reporter like holding bagels, just like staring at them.
Oh my god, like, it's so extra.
It's so extra, and I loved it.
Yeah,
that's the kind of journalism.
I don't think I've ever been to the bagel place either.
It's
St. Viateur bagels. I've had their bagels before.
Yeah, it's 95 cents the bagel.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Best bagels in town.
Probably in North America, apparently.
Okay, so wait. So did your friend have, like, did she have a whole itinerary, like, written out, like, of what you guys are
going
to do?
Yeah, and I only knew as we were going.
That is so cool.
I was heading, like...
Guy, my friends are slacking. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Shape up, guys. What else did we do? We went to two bookstores because... I'm a
books.
Like, there was Argo on St. Catherine, which is, like, apparently the oldest bookstore in Montreal.
Really?
There, another friend of mine, like, came to meet us, and I had no idea. I just kind of, like, looked
so
up
fun.
And she's there. Yeah.
And oh, nice to see you here.
I got cake, and we were supposed to go to this Spanish place for flamenco, like, they had, like, shows.
Okay.
And when we got there, it was closed. Like, we entered, it was all black.
Vibe kill. But wait, like, closed, like, non-existent
shut
anymore?
Shut down. Like,
oh,
because it was, like...
Shoot.
Yeah, it was a building with, like, three floors and, like, venues on each floor. And the floor that it was on, it was just pitch black. And then there's this kitchen area, and I see movement. And obviously, my first thought is... There's
haunted.
A ghost.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But it was just a worker, like, in the dark
for
some
weird.
Reason.
Okay, no, that wasn't a worker. It was actually
it was a ghost. We'll just say.
Probably.
And then we ended up going to Big in Japan, which is speakeasy, if you guys don't know. And it's really fancy. It looks fancy. I really liked it. And to top it off that day, so there's a legend
You and your legends, man. Let's hear this one.
So I went to like 3 Haunted Montreal like tours so far, and this one was on 2 of the tours, the one for Griffintown and Neilport. And it's about Mary Gallagher, who was a prostitute in, I don't know what years, I think the 1800s, in Griffintown, Old Port area. And she had an argument with her best friend and was decapitated.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So for the past like century.
Argument must have been terrible.
I think it was about a man.
Wow. Yeah. Classic.
so she, for like, there's this, I mean, every year, every 7 years for the past century about, people go to the area where she died because she supposedly like comes back every 7 years to look for her head.
Best friend? Oh.
Just her head.
Oh my gosh.
Because she can't pass go through, right, without her head. And I mean, it so happens to be on June 27th. Like
on your birthday.
On my birthday.
No wonder you like so many haunted things. I know. They're always occurring around your birthday.
So we ended in the night. So we started at 4 in the morning and then ended around midnight.
Oh my gosh.
In Griffintown on this like, at the sketchy curb on Murray and Williams.
Wow.
And we tried to look for her. Well, obviously, we didn't see her.
Has your best friend's birthday passed? Or
no, I have to shape up. It's September.
Oh, so you gotta get that itinerary started.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
So wait, so did she like have like every hour set
basically
up?
Basically.
What if you guys didn't like stick to the plan? What would have happened?
No, we stuck to it. Like,
you stuck to it? She was like, yeah, all right, it's time's up here. We got to move on.
Yeah, like I was okay, like, that's okay, cool. So it kind of like
that
blindly
is so cool
went. Yeah,
oh.
And then like part 2 was on Friday.
And like how much did she pay for everything?
No, it was like a day. Like,
yeah.
Just
no, but like that's so cool. Because yeah. No, I'm just asking because you guys did so many different activities.
No. Yeah, we ate a lot.
So budget's got to be in that itinerary also.
Yeah, budget that's for cool. Both of us
that's
has
really
to
good.
Be part of it. And yeah, and then the second part was on Friday. And I went to my first burlesque show at the Wiggle Room.
And?
It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go see one.
It's just,
not always. I've wanted to go see
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I've been wanting for like it, the like, past few years. That's yeah. Why we went. And it was like a surprise where like some of my friends were there and they just like yelled surprise and I screamed
so
because I'm like so dramatic.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't see them. There were like 2 burlesque dancers in front of them.
Okay.
Blocking them. I was like, I don't recognize these women. It can't
and then
be,
out of like, nowhere,
like,
hey. Like
they were behind.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And the theme was ABBA. So it
ABBA.
Was like Mamma Mia.
Okay. I should probably know that.
You should probably
but
know.
But I don't. But you know, I think I've only seen Mamma Mia like once. And yeah, I really don't even remember it. Your face says it all.
Oh my
if
God.
If you guys see her face, it says it all.
No, it's just the reason why we went was because, well, apparently it was ABBA. So, and it was funny because on our way there, my friend was like, we were just talking about ABBA and I had no idea that she brought it up on purpose. And I was just saying, like, I don't trust anyone who doesn't like ABBA. They're just happiness. It's just. They're not cheesy. They're just happy.
I honestly, yeah, I can't even.
So you have homework for next week.
I do.
Watch ABBA. Well, no, watch Mamma Mia, listen to ABBA, and just be happy.
And just be happy. All right. But yeah. I got to finish Stranger Things first.
Sure.
Almost there. Almost. Well,
I have to start
kind of.
It.
You have to start it. Have yeah. You seen the other 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have to start the 3rd one. It's yeah. Just like my sister
well,
and I.
It just came out. You're not that late.
Yeah, I'm not that late.
But just, I feel like everyone binged it this weekend. It was perfect. Honestly, I think it's such a good idea that they came out on the Thursday. Because then people get back from work on Friday and they're like, it's time to binge all weekend. And that's what my boyfriend did. He, this is so funny. We told each other, we're like, oh, we'll wait for each other to watch the show. And
never
then
happens.
I actually, it's kind of my fault because I started the first episode. And then he was like, well, no, I'm not waiting for you. And then he just binged it all weekend.
What?
Yeah, because I went camping with my girlfriends. And it was like his time to like kind of not be annoyed by me. And
that is love.
That is definitely love. No, but I was camping with my girlfriends, and so he was like, let me take the chance to, like, you know, just do everything that he's kind of missed out on, I guess, because of me. Like, he went fishing, he went to, like, the store and got his stuff for fishing and work and all that. And me, every time I'm with him, I'm like, no, don't do those things. Hang out with me. So he had the time to do all of the things he wanted. And he wanted to finish Stranger Things, and he did. And he said it was very, very good.
Without you.
And I'm not going to spoil anything that I've seen.
For sure.
But you know, I'm the type of... Are you the type of person who hates spoilers?
I despise
them. I love spoilers. I live off of them. Like, I will...
No.
I don't even care. I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch what happens in Stranger Things, still watch it, and still be just as satisfied with seeing what happens.
Actually angry if someone
really
like,
I know a lot of people like that too though.
Think if I just think you spoiled something, I'm like, how dare you?
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
well then you won't be happy to know. I'm just kidding.
Everyone I wouldn't listen
do it.
Up.
No, but I accidentally do it sometimes. On that note, let me stop being annoying and let's take our first break
and then we'll talk more about annoying traits of
sure.
Cammy.
Let's do it. There's a lot we can spend hours on that.
For Montreal's best indie music and a whole lot more, tune in to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer every Tuesday at 6, only on CJLO.
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at
Fantasia!
The phone rings, already know who's calling. But every time it's after two, it ain't you, but the champagne talking, saying, baby, when you coming through? You like to call me when you're high, end of the party, I'm your guy. Thing is, I do this every night, and I don't wanna come off impatient, but you only call when you're You only call when you're wasted. I wait for the day you tell me you'll see me in the afternoon. Don't get me wrong, I love our late night evenings, but that ain't all I want from you. You like to call me when you're high, end of the party, I'm your guy. Thing is, I do this every night, and I don't wanna come off impatient, but you only call when you're trust me, that's all right, 'cause I will answer every time. But we should be taking this places, and you only call when you're. I don't wanna come off impatient, but you only call when you're. As much as I love when you're naked, you only call when you're. You only call when you're. You only call when you're wasted. You only call when you're wasted.
Hey, so you're listening to Here For It with Cammy and Amanda on CJLO 1690 AM. So this was Wasted by Jesse McCartney, which, as I always say, throwback, because it's Jesse McCartney.
Always.
And yeah. And we were just talking during the break about how he, like, stole everyone's hearts in, I don't know what year it was, like, early 2000s.
It's so true.
And then after, it was Zac Efron who stole my heart personally. I'm just going to say, yeah.
I have to agree with that one.
13-year-old Amanda had a lot of J14 posters of...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is Zac Efron. That just got me nostalgic.
Yeah. I had, like, a few in my room. I had one in my locker. And no shame. No shame.
Not at all. I literally... Do you remember, like, 17 magazine? And, like, ripping out the posters, just like you said, and, like, putting them on your wall everywhere.
Oh, I mean, Zac Efron, even today, he, like...
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Who else?
Who else?
I feel like all of Disney Channel was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, even, what was it, Selena Gomez, the Sprouse twins.
The Sprouse twins look better. Well, I personally prefer Dylan. I know that's
Dylan. So Cole is the one in Riverdale, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Dylan, who was Zach.
Yeah, because he was funny.
He was funny, yeah. But now also, I prefer his face.
Okay, you think his features are nicer?
Are nicer.
That's mean. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm just teasing.
No, it's not mean. I can differentiate them. So technically, I'm a good person.
I don't understand how people can't differentiate them, because they do look really different. I agree. I think they look really different too.
Also, I have a theory. I don't think my sister's going to like that. But I have a theory that Cole Sprouse looks kind of like he could be my sister's brother.
Hold on. You have to back up there. Because your sister's brother would also be your brother.
No. Just her. Because he doesn't look like me, but he looks like her.
Oh, okay. I see what you're going with that.
They could play, like, she's in theater. So I say that one day they should pair up and be siblings.
Okay.
On a movie or something.
Okay.
So, movie people... Look out for my sister.
Just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
The way you said it the first time, I totally misunderstood the way you said it. It was funny.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but that's just because I misunderstood it. What was I going to say? We wanted to talk about...
Netflix.
Netflix. Why don't we always talk about Netflix?
Because Netflix is amazing. So we were talking about before the break that Cammy is watching... Netflix and her boyfriend binged watched it during the weekend, and I was
you missed a part. You said he binged watched Netflix.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. Stranger on Netflix things. Guys, what is wrong with us this like summer?
I was gonna say today, but honestly it's not
forever.
Just today, I'm sorry.
What is wrong with us forever?
Forever. And I was saying that there's, because our topic for tonight was generations and how the differences between generations
between our teenagers, like when we were teenagers and what teenagers are like now.
Yeah, kind of like that. Or like Gen X, millennials, like what's different. And one of the biggest things, just because we brought it up, is Netflix. And don't get me wrong, I love Netflix, but we were also talking about spoilers, and I kind of miss the days where you had to watch an episode
a week.
Well, like, no, you don't miss them.
No, I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
But, like, I hate, like, for example, like, Game of Thrones, when it came out, the, like, last season.
I have never seen Game of Thrones in my life, just saying.
I just...
She just lost respect for me. I saw it. I saw this, like,
well, to be fair, I'm not even up to date. So, I'm, like, 3 seasons behind.
Did you not just hear my struggle of speaking words? You just flushed me out. You're like, who cares? I'm kidding.
Like, heard like word, like just.
I don't even know how to speak.
Well, I was just gonna say that it came out, and literally, the day of, there were like spoilers all over Facebook, Instagram. Like, you had to filter what you were like looking at, and me being really paranoid, I was just, the moment I saw Game of Thrones or like now Stranger Things, I just like scroll back.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't even up to date, I was like three seasons behind. Like, why?
Like I said, never
do I care.
So, but you were talking about, you brought up a really good point actually. So remembering the times when we had to wait for an episode to come out.
Yeah.
instead of just binge watching the whole season. But Netflix does that sometimes. They'll release, so for example, with Riverdale, they release one episode each week.
They did
so
that
technically it's kind of the same, kind of.
Yeah, but they did that with the later season of Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Which I'm also not up to date, but don't tell me
never
spoilers.
Seen an episode. She hates me. I love it.
Yeah, but there's like two or like there's just a handful of them out there. Usually they're just gonna put one.
You know what I don't miss though?
What?
Commercials. I do not miss when the best part of the show is on and then it just cuts to commercial and you're just like, oh my god. And then they come like, here's Windex, spray it 3 times and like, you know, some
oh yeah,
weird,
and you remember the
I don't know what I'm saying.
Do you remember that commercial? I think it was on, I don't know where it was, like Teletoon or something. It was the Canadian hippo. The little baby hippo.
Yes.
And it was just
hold on, because my memory never serves me. Was it like a chip bag or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
It was like in a kitchen.
That was crazy.
And that was, I remember watching, because it's like a Canadian thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching Degrassi and then that came on. And I don't, to this day, don't even remember what the commercial was for. But I do
probably
remember the
chips.
Hippo. And as a kid, I was like, is that legit? Like,
is that real?
Is there like a
so
hen?
Gullible as kids. It's so true. But I'm thinking what else?
There's Teletoon.
What do you mean?
Like, Teletoon, the channel, it was so much better then.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I haven't even, I don't know what TV is anymore. My dad still watches TV, like, he'll watch the news and things like that, and sometimes I'll be sitting with him, but, like, you will never catch me watching television.
Well, I don't even have cable at home.
Well, that's
it. Like, I have Netflix.
What? Netflix has killed cable. I feel like, I'm saying, like, this, like, I just discovered it.
Well,
did you
cable,
know?
But it's, like, if you're gonna... you don't have like the 32 channels that comes with the TV.
You know, yeah, you would also like even with the Videotron or Bell, you'd like choose the channels you want. That wasn't even too long ago.
Yeah.
And then Netflix came out and it was like, too bad.
And like, oh yeah, and you had to like go through every channel to see if there was something
on. My dad used to ask us, which channels do you guys want? And we'd be like, MTV and like Family Channel and Teletoons and Nickelodeon and all of that.
Teletoon was the best.
TLC. Say yes to the dress.
I was just
or like what not to wear.
What not to wear. Yeah.
Now they have some crazy ones though. I was like sitting with my grandmother and we have a Greek channel for her. And I was just flipping through the channels to see like what's been going on in the world of TV.
Okay.
And I saw the TLC channel had like, I don't know, like the weirdest things. Like my 600 pound life or something like that. It's cool that that's what they've been doing for the longest time, but it's just, there's so many programs now.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss on TLC?
Yeah.
Was it?
I
have no idea.
Cake Boss was good. I don't even remember.
But it's interesting. It's kind of like, TLC, I feel, is like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but with people who are less famous. They're
famous
all reality
all.
Shows. Yeah, they're all reality shows based off of someone's someone's life and
there
just following
sister
them.
Wives.
Yeah.
I hated watching that.
Or what
that.
Was the one? I can't. With Little People, Big World? Have you seen that one?
No.
Me and my brother used to watch that. Yeah.
I know of it. Yeah, so basically, because of Netflix that we love, these shows that really worked our brains don't exist anymore.
Like, example. What do you mean by, like, I always do this to you. Oh. Even catch on, you know, just ignore me.
For example,
no one listened to me. I always do that to Amanda. I'm like, she says something on the show and I'm like, I test her and she's like, why would you put me on the spot like that? She doesn't even say that. I'm just assuming that's what she's thinking.
I just make a face.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we're
just look at me like, why are you doing this to me? What did I ever do to you? And I'm like, Amanda, what's 28 times 300? No one knows how to answer that.
I'm so tired.
I was just going to say the same thing. Okay, let's go to our actual topic of the night with the half hour that we have left, which is the differences between our generation and the generations that came before us and the generations after us.
I actually wanted to say sorry in advance because we were both very busy this week.
Yes, we were.
I moved.
Can we talk about that?
Okay.
Because it was July 1st this past
which to some was Canada Day, where they drank, and to others was the struggle of carrying way too heavy boxes into apartments.
Yeah. How was your move? Did it go smoothly?
All right. Like, I moved from a 4.5 to a 2.5, still with my roommate, because I'm crashing for the next few months. And it's such a nice apartment. It looks very European.
It's not a 2.5 is not a studio, is it?
No, but it's just a
bedroom?
It's one bedroom, one kitchen, and a bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have to, like, get
a
little
bed. Is there a living
room
area?
No, not even.
Ah.
Yeah, so I have to kind of, like, sleep in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's so nice, though. Like, the building itself smells like a European hostel. I don't even know how to explain it.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say urine. And I was like, that's not nice. I don't know why
it's so great. Perfect for us.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building, guys. I recommend it. It smells like urine.
And it's, like, in a neighborhood. It's in Côte des Neiges, where it's, like, there's cafes and restaurants, which they had in NDG, but it's kind of just, it feels more young. So it was just, we've been moving,
and it's still convenient because you're not too far from campus, but both campuses actually, right?
No, I just took one bus for either.
That's awesome.
Like, just separate
honestly
buses.
That's perfect.
Yeah It's perfect. I don't even need to take the metro anymore, which is great. And
the metro,
I hate taking the metro.
I know, me too.
It's just the fact of going downstairs and then back up. My laziness is just like, I don't care if I'm going to stand on escalators. I don't like being underground.
I agree.
It smells.
Yep.
That's just...
I never moved out on my own, but I've moved a lot with my mom's side of the... Like, on my mom's side. And definitely, you know what? Actually, I can't even complain because my mom would do all the packing and unpacking because we were so young at the time.
Yeah, like, I miss those days.
Where mom and dad used to do everything for you. I know, I feel you. But yeah, my mom was just an expert, honestly. My mom's an expert at everything, especially when it comes to, like, packing things really well. So she always had a system, you know? She knew exactly. I don't know. So if you watch Friends, Monica Geller and the way she's organized.
Yeah.
My mom, in that sense, was really organized. So it was always smooth.
That's good.
I would think. I mean, I didn't really pay attention.
You were probably, like stressed.
She would come to me. She's like, okay, what do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of? And I'm like, I want to keep everything. And she's like, well, we can't keep everything. And I'm like, well,
she probably
we're gonna.
Everything.
Yeah, she probably did. When I would go to my dad's on the weekend, she'd be like, okay, toss trash,
and
garbage.
And you would have not even noticed.
It's true. I probably didn't.
No, I'm the type who hoards. That's
oh,
my problem.
No.
It's just not a huge problem. Yeah. I'm not like TNC, like TLC.
I don't know.
You said TNC before. That's why.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We meant TLC and I just went with it, but I felt like it sounded wrong. TLC. I'm not like the hoarders show thing.
Yeah.
I'm not at that level, but I have.
But I'm almost there. No, I'm kidding.
I'm somewhere there. I'm in the right. It's just because I put too much, like, emotional...
No, I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Emotion into, like, things that really don't need it. Like, I think from the dollar... The dollar store and this
person... It's like, I bought this and it made me think of this, or, you know?
Yeah, or, like, someone gave me this, but I don't really need it.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna keep this little knick-knack.
The amount of toys I still have from my childhood that I don't... I'm like, I'm gonna give this to my children. My children won't even care. They're gonna probably be on their iPads, like, I'm gonna give my... daughter, if I have a daughter one day, I'll give her, like, you know, one of my toys, and she'll be like, ugh, what's that?
Now, if I have kids, they're not having iPads. I was so...
See, that's interesting, though, because we say that we don't want to give our kids, like iPads, access to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Internet?
Internet technology.
Technology.
Sorry, that's it.
Yes.
Brain fart. Yeah, I said the same thing, but let's be realistic here. The kids nowadays, so my boyfriend's mom is a elementary school teacher, and they pretty much all have iPads.
But also
and
they
need them.
It. I just don't.
So what are you going to tell your kid? Don't do your homework.
No, obviously, I guess in that sense, if the school that they go to absolutely need iPads to educate them for
you
some
would have
reason,
to like have a system. You
I'd
know?
Be like, okay, well, you use it for school.
And I'm going to watch you the whole time. And then I'm just going to be like that while they're doing their math.
Just
waiting.
Sipping my little tea, like, just, what are you doing?
Math. Duh.
I just don't understand the concept.
I can't wait till my kid gives me a little bit of attitude.
That's it's what you're looking funny. For?
I just like, it's just going to be funny. It's going to be me.
My kid is going to be perfect because.
Impossible.
Just
it's impossible
it's
to
perfect.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah,
if you guys saw the face
shit.
She just made, look at me. That's beautiful. No, but I was going to say, we always say that we want the way that we want to raise our children, but realistically, by the time we have children.
Out the window.
Yeah.
But.
Not necessarily. Like, you can keep certain values for sure. But I feel like the technology thing is so. It's so present everywhere that it's going to be hard to.
But I feel like maybe our generation is going to go back to how we had it. Because I feel like because we grew up.
Yes. In
like,
between.
In between. Mm-hmm. We know the pros and cons of both. But like right. We had the beginning of the. In, like,
MSN. Does anybody remember MSN?
Oh god,
I want
MSN.
My kid to have MSN.
Oh my god, they should have
MSN. I don't
MSN.
Want them on Instagram, and they should bring MSN back. Who agrees? Thumbs up if you agree.
Yes, MSN back. Oh my god, I love going after school on MSN and talking to my friends about exactly what we did that day.
Do you remember?
And having like deep conversations and then
yeah.
That was fun.
Or when you would put the little like I guess emojis you could call them, and like it would knock on the screen.
Oh my god,
do you remember that?
I remember that.
I used to do that to my best friend all the time. I just remember you could see your friends when they're online, and I'd be like ding 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 on her screen like 8 times, and she'd be like, stop it, it's so annoying.
I remember like putting so much thought on like the little emoji of like your picture, because it wasn't actually a picture.
Oh,
of
I didn't
yourself.
Used to. It would be like a cat or something.
Yeah, I would always like put something there, and then a quote. So everyone had like
you could put a quote.
Next to it, you could put like a quote or like a song lyric, and people like it was like who can be deep right now,
who can be the coolest.
In just one sentence.
I don't think I did that. I can't remember.
I don't
My
remember
memory's
that.
Not too like.
I just remember you couldn't do that. And I remember the layout, and then when you could change colors. Ugh, I miss MSN.
I know. MSN was so great, honestly.
But, yeah. And, like, I find, like, what's different, too, is that then our parents were like, don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to people on the internet.
But MSN,
and
you couldn't, right? Like, unless you added somebody from your
friends.
That's
exactly. I remember always saying that to my parents. I'd be like, or, like, grandparents. I'd be like, no, like, I can't talk to someone, a stranger. This is only my friends. And now it's, like. Everyone talks to strangers.
That's true.
I mean, you talk to strangers.
Me?
Yeah, didn't you say, you told me that when you go see a play, you stalk the actors in the play?
Oh, no. That made me sound so weird. No, I follow celebrities, and there was when I went to go see Phantom of the Opera, I put a group chat with, like, the main, this is a fangirl moment, really embarrassing. Thanks for bringing it up, Amanda. I'm kidding. So when I went to go see Phantom of the Opera, I had been following the three main characters on the Broadway, and I'd messaged them and said, I was just at the show and you guys did so amazing.
And then one of them responded. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm not like talking to strangers.
I was being dramatic.
But that's the thing. My parents were really, what's the word? They were very strict on that. You know, they didn't want us. And that's a good thing. I would be strict with that, too.
But
I don't want my kids talking to strangers.
Like, talking, just saying a comment to an actor would have been seen
that's
as
true.
Dangerous
that's
or
true.
Weird.
Well, that's also because you couldn't at the time
you couldn't
make sure that they were even
real. Yeah, you couldn't
even
access celebrities at the time. And, like,
what a life that could have been. They had so much more
privacy
back then.
And also, I find there was, like, so, like, now online relationships are so much more a thing.
Yes. Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Not even just on Tinder
People
and
just
Bumble.
Meeting online. Yeah.
Just meeting online, like, on forums and building, like, relationships, like, through the internet. Mm-hmm. And, like, now
a lot of people.
And I find it just kind of
This conversation comes up a lot in my circle. And I feel like if, you know what, at this point, it's just so, it's so normal.
Yeah, but
it's
also,
become so normal is what I'm trying to say.
I kind of, like, wish, personally, I would have much preferred, well, from what, I don't even know because I was way too young, but, like, dating in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you weren't lazy to, like, approach people.
Right.
And I'm also generalizing right now. No, like, and I find, like, with Tinder and Bumble, it's, like,
see,
you have to be, like, super witty to, like, get a high back, because if it's just, like, a hey, there no one's gonna respond.
Right.
Or, like, it depends. Also.
I agree with that. That's how I would say that's how I initially, like, thought.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, think about it. if someone approaches you, I don't know about you, but if someone approached me at the bar and asked me for my number, no.
But that's
even if
thing.
I was like, obviously now because I'm not single, but I'm saying like even when I was single, if someone had approached me and I never met them and I don't know where they're coming from, this person can make up a whole story about. I used to give out a fake name if someone asked me my name because I wasn't like strong enough, but I wasn't confident enough to be like, I'm not giving you my name, you know, like I just felt awkward about it.
No, it's true.
But
it's
I would never give out my real name ever.
No,
ever.
I feel like I wouldn't. Obviously, if someone comes up to you and it's like, hey, can I have your number? I'd be like,
no, but like
weird,
even to spark up a conversation, it still happens. I guess it really depends on the vibe, but people are so sketchy nowadays and they're so, I don't know. I feel like it's just like it's never, you can never win in either situation. But, you know what I mean?
And honestly, I feel like that only depends on if you're interested in the mm-hmm. person.
Like the only way I would be somewhat comfortable was if I, like my circle knew someone in my circle knew this person, you know what I mean? Who approached me. If it was a direct stranger that nobody had any link to, there's no way in heck that this person would be getting any information from me. Just because I'm so, what's the word? Like, I'm too
nervous
or even freaked out about something mm-hmm. weird happening. And even online. I was never one to like add people that I didn't know or accept requests of, from people that I didn't know. I'm just too freaked out by things like that.
Anxiety is more of, it's both online and in person though. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really like change.
Well, that's the thing.
What I'm saying is like, I would have preferred meeting someone in person than online because first of all, you don't even know how this person is online. It's just a picture. And I feel like I hate Tinder just because you're just like judging.
I've never had a Tinder account. I think it came out when I first started dating my boyfriend, so like, I didn't even need it. Yeah. But
when
I don't think I would have used it.
Tinder was...
Well, I've been dating Andrew for 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think Tinder maybe came out a year before that. Did
oh
it?
God.
I don't know. I could be completely
wrong.
It's
so
wrong.
Young. But
it's so young. It's such a baby.
Back in my day. no, it's just...
we use dinosaurs to give mail to each other.
No, birds.
Oh, yeah. Falcons.
Pigeons.
Why?
Did you get my pigeon yesterday?
Wow.
No, I just find the concept weird. And I've tried it before, and every time it just never worked for me. And I think at that point, I'm like, you know what? Don't force something that's not working. It works for some people. Some people, like,
for
marry
sure.
their Tinder match.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Which is great. Like, happy for you, but... It's also
there are
like
people who even meet in person and end up like getting married months later.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it goes all extremes, all different directions, too many dimensions to all of this dating world and getting to know people. It's just too many dimensions.
I find like it's just difficult whether it's in person.
Yeah, you can never win.
Online.
For sure. No matter how you meet, unless it's, you know, unless you have a very like typical or very classic meeting way of meeting each other.
Yeah.
I feel like meeting somebody online, meeting them at the bar, meeting them at like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand how people
always judged.
Always
I don't understand.
I just know like how people like just somehow always fall into the meet cute. Like,
what do you mean?
Like a meet cute is like when like the point in a movie where the two protagonists like love interests meet and it's always a cute thing. Like, oh, we grabbed the same book at the bookstore. Or
if someone grabbed the same book as me, I'd be like,
or like the,
okay.
okay.
I'm grabbing
or
the
like
next one.
The cliche, like, I dropped my books in the hallway. And
oh, here,
he
let me help you.
Up.
No, don't touch my books.
They're mine.
I feel like I would do something like that.
That it was love at first sight.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't understand, like, are meet cutes even a
like,
thing anymore?
The thing for
as a
me,
writer, I love meet cutes.
The thing for me is that about the online thing is that how did we get here? First of all, I just like had an epiphany of
we're talking
how,
about generations.
Okay.
We were actually
my
on
thing
track.
Is I was watching. I don't know where. I think it was on YouTube or something. It was a whole like video investigation about this one person who was catfishing, and like three women. So these women were like single mothers who, I guess, you know, just had the time and they met somebody online. And this person was a teenage boy in his like basement who was just really good at like anything tech and was very, very good at manipulating the content that he would be sending or the words His way with words was really good. And when they found out, I don't know how they found out, but this guy, there was a video that he had sent to these women, because there was like a picture of a man that he used to put on his profile. Mm-hmm. And he was able to manipulate the video or something to make it like to voice over. It was just so weird to make it look super real.
I feel like even then, like, what can a 15-year-old do?
No, it was intense. Like, it was crazy. Apparently, he used to FaceTime with these women. And, like, I mean, at a certain point, you gotta, you know, I'm sure they maybe didn't, they could have figured it out earlier. But maybe, you know, maybe he won their hearts over or something. I don't know. But so just weird. All of that makes me so anxious and makes me so sketched out that I just immediately, if ever I get, you know, Instagram not so much, because Instagram is you don't have to engage with somebody, and it's you get to choose what you're putting on. But like for something like anything else, like when back in the day MSN or Facebook, these days like people can add you and
Get a lot of like I get that sometimes. Weird. Like people I don't even from use. Like I don't know, some a lot from Africa, like countries that's in weird, Africa though. And I'm like, we have no common
China
friends.
Called me today, by the way.
China? Yeah, yeah, I get sometimes phone calls from China. I'm like,
I got this phone call that, I know this is super random, but I was at work and I got this phone call, and usually I don't answer a number that I don't recognize. I'll let it go to voicemail. Yeah. But for some reason I was like, maybe I need to answer this. I don't know why. It just like kind of like a wave of, you know, thought mm-hmm. came over me. So I answered it, and she just like immediately started speaking Mandarin.
I get calls, but I just let them go to voicemail, and then it just in voicemail, it's literally the same message. Mm-hmm. I think it's like just a machine.
Yeah.
But it's really creepy, and no, I don't understand a really, word.
Like, it didn't sound like a recording or anything. It sounded like.
Oh, legit? Yeah. Okay. Well, this I just assumed it was a recording because it happened like a few times, and it was
but
always
I have a theory
exactly
that
the same thing.
The Rogers contact list must be accessible or something. Are you with Rogers?
You're not with Fido.
Rogers. But isn't Rogers and Fido under the same, like...
Maybe.
I have no idea.
We're going to go on a short break.
This is messy, but I love it.
And we'll be back right after.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on... C-J-L-O.
This one goes out to the one I love.
The 33rd edition of the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival invites you on a global musical journey from the 9th to the 21st of July. Do not miss Salif Keita, the golden voice of Mali, Ja 9, the Jamaican reggae diva, Songhoi Blues and their Desert Blues, and also Dabi Touré, Elida Almeida, Jelly Tapa, Imarhan, and many others. Visit festivalnuitdafrique.com for the complete programming lineup.
Welcome. You're always like, okay, go. And everyone can hear us. Welcome back to Here For It. You're here with Cammy and Amanda. And we are talking about a whole bunch of different things, but more specifically, the differences between generations. And we've been having, I guess, the conversation has led to having more of a focus on technology and the use of technology between the different generations and social media. And
yeah.
It kind of went that route, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
We got our first question on Instagram because we've been Instagram living, right?
Yes.
For this whole episode.
It's in a made-up word.
And I feel like we kind of already talked about this, but let's just go into it. So it says, how do you both feel about early integration of technology into children's lives? And then it cuts off the rest. And
I think you had to click on it.
I tried. It's okay.
Okay. So I guess you have a limit. Personally, I'm not for it. I'm not for it because I find like the kids that are in my life, like my cousins, my half brother, they're very young. They're they're like maybe from 8 to 14.
Okay.
sorry. And I find so like I'm dying. And I find that they're just so hooked on these games that we weren't as hooked. And we hadn't. It's not like if we didn't have Nintendo. Granted, Nintendo, I feel like old's just saying Nintendo. But, like,
no,
we had, like,
I
remember, like, going to my grandfather's and, like, playing on my cousin's Nintendo 64 and just having so much fun. And that would be, like, on weekends. And during the.
But do you think that that kind of is?
But no, because like I wasn't obsessed with it. I would just be like, yeah, I'm playing on.
Have kids that are like giving their parents attitude.
Oh my god, they like yell and
not
everything.
Even having dinner, just like
yeah, they don't want to eat. They're just like, I need, like they need the iPad to like.
But I feel
watch.
Like you had your extremists even with the Nintendo 64.
No, for sure. For I'm sure there were extremists and everything, but I just feel like also the games were more cartoonish,
right.
So there was like that link between reality and game that we don't really have so much.
Whereas
now.
Now it's so realistic that it.
We have VR, like virtual reality.
That's
and I tried it. Granted, it's not like full on, like it looks like a human, but you get.
It's really cool. Which one have you tried?
I don't know. It was actually my cousin has it, and we did the one where you're in a cage under the sea and you go down.
Ah! Yeah. And you get stuck. You're stuck in the cage.
You're stuck in the cage, but then a shark comes.
That's really scary.
And literally, my cousin was very upset that I was trying it, so he unplugged it so that he can do it. So like another thing, like they don't share.
They don't like sharing. That's so true.
But he unplugged it just as like I was watching the shark like biting, and it clearly does not look like a real shark. And I'm just like backing up because I'm like, no.
See, I tried it, and. Oh my gosh. Oh. I tried it and it was a roller coaster ride through like Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
And it obviously wasn't real. Like it didn't look real, but it did something. Like you felt, you know.
Because you have the earmuffs and like right, you don't see anything in your peripheral.
Yeah.
So like the other game that I did was a heist my cousin wanted me to do.
Okay.
And basically I apparently looked demented because I had to shoot people, and I was in a van, and they were shooting at me, and I was shooting them, and I'm just, like, in the middle of their playroom, just, like, crouch and, like, shooting, but, like, not really shooting. So, apparently, I look demented.
That's funny.
And it's not that these games are not fun. I really like video games. Mm-hmm. I don't have any, and I don't... Remember Game Boys?
Yeah.
I had my...
But I was more of a... Well, I started with Game Boys, but then Nintendo... DS kind of was my
And then I had a DS too
with the game where you had to take care of your pets.
I was terrible at that. I was always like
I used to have to ask my mom to take care of my pets because I couldn't do it on the game either.
Why would you get the game?
I don't know.
I was always on the Game Boy. My sister had the SpongeBob game, which I loved, and I think on the in any game my go-to is Mario Kart because
I always win at Mario Kart. You can ask my boyfriend.
That's
he shuts
never
off the
played
game.
With me.
Challenge accepted. I'm ready.
My cousin just last weekend was like, I am the best at this. And I...
No one believes me. No one believes me when I say I'm really good at this game. But my boyfriend will literally... He's... It's the only game I can beat him at. I'm not even kidding.
I like, hear you. But what I'm saying is that I am the ultimate.
All right. Well, maybe one of the next episodes can be a follow-up on our competition.
It's just us playing the game, and I get really intense, too. Yeah. I'm just like...
No, I'm super quiet.
That's what I mean. Like, I get really intense in the sense where, like, I'm quiet, but I move. That's the thing. I move with my remote. If I'm turning right, I have to go right.
Really?
So don't sit near me. I just have
but
to
you know
kind
what?
Of like.
I suck at playing the one with Wii. The Wii.
No, I'm okay with.
No, mine was Nintendo 64 that I was good at.
Well, I guess I'm better at all of them.
It's fine.
Oh, there was also Donkey Kong.
Yes.
I love Donkey Kong. And there was also the baby one, Diddy Kong.
Oh, yeah.
But like, there
I
was
never
the
really
race track. And you could do like. You could fly, you could go on boats.
I played Pokemon Stadium. I don't know if you ever played that.
No, I haven't.
You're looking at me like loser.
No, I never played it.
Pokemon Stadium. Okay, I have like the top ones. Tarzan was like my top favorite.
I never played Tarzan.
I loved Tarzan. And then we also played, oh my God, what is it called? Rampage, something Rampage. Someone help me. We have some people on live, so I need their help.
I don't remember
it's
that.
It's like when you choose... Oh, this is... Okay, this is killing
While
me
While you
now.
Think about it, I'm just going to say all this to say...
That's true.
I feel like kids should have less time with technology.
Yes.
Just because...
To answer the question.
of us, like, obsessing with the games. I find, like, games, especially violent ones, are shown to kids way too early. And... Yeah. They become more violent.
That's true.
And I don't mean like they're going to become serial killers. I just mean like violent where they get more aggressive. Like they get angry. They.
Mm. My kids are only allowed to play Kirby. Kirby. Did you ever play Kirby?
No, I've never played Kirby.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot. That's not the one I was talking about. It's okay though.
We forgive you.
It's all right. No, but Kirby was like one of my all-time favorites.
Really?
You have to play Kirby.
Okay, we'll have to play like sometime.
Yeah.
We'll just live just us playing video games. I'm sure everyone wants to play, watch that.
Obviously.
I personally hate watching people play video games.
Really?
Because
oh my God, my boyfriend makes me watch him play video games all the time. He's like, look, and then he'll show me something. But you know what? It turns out that it's actually amusing because he's really good at playing.
Oh, no, me.
When someone sucks.
I don't like it because I have the tendencies, like, just give me the remote, I can do it, even though I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like, give it to me. I need to, it's like driving. Now that I know how to drive, if I'm, like, in the passenger seat, they can be the best driver.
Hand over the wheel.
I'm just like, I feel like my foot, like, pressing on the imaginary gas pedal.
Really?
No, not gas pedal, like, brake.
Yeah.
Because, like, just if we get to a stop and I feel like it's going way too fast. And they could be a good driver. It's nothing against them. It's just the instinct that I have to be in control.
Yeah. I'm like that as a passenger in a way. Like, when my friend's driving, I'm like, when she checks her blind spot, I check it with her. Like, literally, when we drove up to the camp this weekend, she kept...
I do it better.
Every time she was checking her blind spot, I'd be like with her. Like, at the same time, we'd be in sync. I don't know if she notices. I'm pretty sure she notices it.
Probably.
Or
it's
even,
really
like,
obvious.
Like, when someone breaks, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'll point, like, you know, they're braking. And she's like, I know. Please stop telling me how to drive.
Basically, we're just very annoying as passengers.
Yep. annoying at everything.
So what about you? Like, what do you think about, like,
I would
our
have to
last
agree with
point?
You.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just to, like, wrap it up, I would have to agree. I think that it's, like I said, it's inevitable to have the kids around technology. So in the future, obviously, when I have my own family, if I have my own family, I wouldn't necessarily want them to be attached to the devices. But because it's inevitable, because the schools are having them use it, I can't, you know, like, for example, one thing I wanted to bring up before we go is, like, cell phones. Like, I would want my kid to be able to contact me. So my kid is probably going to have their first cell phone at an early-ish age, you know?
I had my first cell phone literally in Sejep.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have one.
I think I was in Sec 3.
Yeah, I didn't have one in high school. I think I had, like, maybe an old one just, like, for, like, with time, like, just minutes on it.
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I would probably give
minutes.
My kid. Yeah.
But the thing is that now you can't have, like, a flip phone with minutes. Now
Why
it's,
not?
Like... an iPhone, and then
you can still do the minutes
probably, but they like the reason why kids want phones is usually for the games,
for Instagrams and all
and
that,
and then they get like I probably have rules about that.
That's true.
For sure yeah. And Facebook, I think I'd probably let them have Facebook when they're teenagers.
Nah.
I mean, I had a Facebook, like, Facebook for us started when we were 14 about.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was one of the later ones.
I was
who
more
got
of
it
an
at
Instagram
16
person, always.
I didn't have Instagram
when Instagram
in high school.
Started, I think that's what... Yeah, I did. I did, for
what?
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
In
Instagram
high school?
In high school? Didn't we?
No.
Yes,
it was
we did.
Facebook.
No.
I think I had Instagram for the first time in Sejep. And that was because I was, like, late in...
Yeah, so it would have been... Because you're older than I am. So it would have been
Whatever.
When I was in high school. Old. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Anyways, so we're going to end the conversation here.
Yes.
About kind of a messy convo about generations. And video games for some reason. The song that I'm going to finish with is I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. It's so cute. And like
it is very cute.
An old time, like, love, beginning of love type of thing, which I kind of wanted to talk about today, but maybe for another.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week or
something. That's a good idea. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you.
Something I think you'll understand when I say that something I wanna hold your hand. I
I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love